patient's last name is Campbell, C-A-M-B-E-L-L. First name is N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S. Date of visit is May 6, 2025. Next, where a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury for supper. It was in 2023. Comma, he was on board on an aircraft carrier in San Diego, California. First up, patient was patient was handling weapons. First up, he was holding a metal locker above his head. First up, he was doing that with his partner. First up, and then the metal locker suddenly fell and landed on top of his head. First up, it landed on top left of his head. First up, a patient had instantly had severe head pain. First up, the patient was confused, disoriented. First up, a patient was not able to focus. First up, he did not lose consciousness. First up, however, the pain was so intense to a point that he was not able to work. First up, patient had severe headache for the rest of the day and confusion and disorientation for the rest of the day as well. Next paragraph. Since the event, comma, patient have chronic headaches. Patient tells me that his chronic migraines. He has dizziness, memory loss. Patient has light sensitivity. Patient has noise sensitivity. Patient has blurry vision episodes. Patient episodes where his mind become blank. A patient is currently taking Topamax, Rizatriptan, and Emgality, E-M-G-A-L-I-T-Y, for the headaches. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he did not have these headaches, dizziness, memory loss symptoms prior to this incident. Patient tells me that these symptoms began after the head injury in 2023. Patient currently is in the Navy. Patient's a weapon technician specialist. Patient also works in supply management. Patient tells me that the chronic headaches, light sensitivity, noise sensitivity affecting his focus and concentration at work. A patient has a chronic dizziness as well. That's also affecting him working on weapons. A patient also has memory loss. He tells me that the memory loss is also affecting for him to perform his duties. Next paragraph. MOCA examination today is 27 out of 30. Patient missed one on abstraction. Patient missed two on delay recall. But this marks at the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is S-P-I-G-N-O, first name is L-O-U-I-S, date of visit is actually I don't know the date of visit. Next paragraph, patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. Patient tells me that patient tells me that patient tells me that he had a stroke November 26 of 2024. Patient tells me that patient had a sudden onset of difficulty speaking. Patient developed aphasia. Patient was diagnosed with a stroke. Patient has significant difficulty speaking since then. Patient has significant aphasia. He has difficulty express his thoughts. Patient also has significant speaking words. Patient also has memory deficits. He has a difficulty to understand. Patient is unable to understand language a lot. Patient is unable to understand language. Next paragraph, full stop. Since the stroke conversation is significant aphasia, full stop, a patient has word finding difficulties, full stop, full stop. Patient expressive aphasia and receptive aphasia, full stop. MoCA examination score shows. The MOSA MoCA examination score shows a patient is not able to complete the MoCA MOSA MoCA examination score because of the expressive and receptive aphasia. First up, his delay recall is 0 out of 5. First step orientation is 0 out of 6. The first step abstraction is 0 out of 2. First step language is 0 out of 3. First step patient is not able to perform serial 7. First step patient is not able to repeat digits. First step next paragraph. It is my opinion the patient has sustained a stroke. Patient is clear expressive aphasia and receptive aphasia today on examination. However, there's no traumatic brain injury, first up. I believe that his symptoms are all from a stroke, first up. Next paragraph. Next patient, last name is. Next patient last name is Salgadoromeiro. First name is Brian, Brian. First up, the patient is a. A patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient was in between 2015 and 2016. Come, a patient was in Okinawa, Japan. First up, a patient was involved in training exercises. First up, a patient tells me that he was thrown down to the ground many times. First up, during these training exercise techniques, come, patient. Was thrown down. First up, patient tells me that he was thrown down. His head broke. His head hit a rock. First up, a patient tells me that he had a loss of consciousness. First up, a patient tells me that he was out of consciousness for a few seconds. First of all, when he woke up, a common patient was confused, disoriented. A patient tells me that he was hit many times in the head. First up, a patient has severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, next paragraph. Since the event, a common patient tells me that he has memory problems. First up, patient's difficulty remembering sequences and details. First up, a patient described these as migraine headaches. First up, a patient. Next paragraph. A patient is currently a mechanic. First up, he tells me that his headaches are affecting him to perform his duties. First up, a patient tells me that. He's not able to concentrate and focus at work because of these headaches. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient did not sustain a traumatic brain injury. It is my opinion that this injury that he had during this training exercise in Okinawa was not severe enough to cause traumatic brain injury. He tells me that he was thrown to the ground. A patient tells me that he hit his head. However, I do not. It is my opinion that I do not believe that was severe enough to have a traumatic brain injury for the training exercise. Next to paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First off, patient had the training exercise in Okinawa, Japan, in between 2015 and 2016. First off, a patient tells me that these training exercises involving him being thrown to the ground. First off, a patient tells me that when he was thrown to the ground, his head hit a rock. First off, a patient had immediate loss of consciousness. First off, he was out of consciousness for a few seconds to a minute. First off, when he woke up, my patient was confused, disoriented. First off, patient had severe head pain. First off, patient was confused and disoriented. First off, it is my opinion the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury, with the loss of consciousness, with the head injury followed by a loss of consciousness and severe head pain after that. First up, but next I've heard of this marks as inaffectation. Next patient, last name is Davila, D-A-V-I-L-A, first name Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A. The date of birth is March 9, 1989. CDCR number is AM4968. Next paragraph, the chief complaint, headaches. Next breath, history present known as patient is a... patient is have a history of headache. First of all, patient tells me that he's been having headaches for many years. So first up, he described the headache as 8 out of 10. First up, the pain, the head pain is severe. First up, patient tells me that he has a light sensitivity. First up, patient has also nausea. First up, the headaches are usually unilateral. First up, it's followed by light sensitivity and sound sensitivity. First up, a patient was previously seen by neurologists in February 21 and 2025. First up, patient was prescribed with sumatriptan and Topamax. First up, however, patient tells me that these medicines are not effective. First up, patient tells me that he tried the medicines and they were not effective. First up, a patient also tried metoprolol and that is not effective either. First up, a patient tried aspirin and that's not effective. First up, a patient tells me that these headaches are intermittent. First up, it happens about just about every weekly. First up, next paragraph, impression. Chronic migraine headaches disorder. First up, patients tried sumatriptan, Topamax, metoprolol, aspirin, and none of the medications were effective for the headaches. Next paragraph, recommendation, I will try explain the patient the treatment options. So first up, I will try the patient on a trial of Botox. First up, a Botox injection was performed today. First up, it has no side, it has no complications. So first up, explain to the patient the risk and benefit of Botox injection. First up, I think somebody explained to the patient to follow with me in 3 months, for evaluation for the headaches. So first up, if it is effective, we'll consider try the Botox again. We'll repeat the Botox every 3 to 6 months. So first up, next summer. If the Botox is not effective, may consider a trial injection of other medications such as Nurtec, 75 milligrams, 1 POQD. This makes a recommendation probably in 3 months. Next paragraph, this marks the end of dictation.